Hello friends, welcome to lesson 7 of the book Speak English Like an American. Okay, I studied this lesson 7 I mean, and I made a sentence with each of the idioms, and yeah, I wanna explain each of the idioms, or each idiom, to you, and then give my sentence to you. Okay. Lesson 7, Susan hires Bob to run her business. In the previous lesson 6, Susan stayed home and baked cookies, and then his daughter told her to go into a business, it means to start a business and go into business selling cookies. And in this lesson 7, Susan hires Bob, his husband, to run her business, okay? To operate his business. Okay, in this lesson, as always, we have 3, 4, 6, 8... 10, yeah, we have 10 new idioms. I learned 10 new idioms, and yeah, let's get it started. Okay, the first one is bright and early. Bright and early. Bright and early means early in the morning, okay? My sentence is, tomorrow I have lots of work to do. I should get up bright and early. I should get up bright and early. It means I should get up early in the morning. Okay? I should get up bright and early. This idiom has a synonym that is at the crack of dawn. D-A-W-N. At the crack of dawn. Okay. So bright and early means early in the morning. Okay, the next one is crash course. Maybe you have heard this idiom, crash course. If you have a stroll in on YouTube, maybe you may have heard this idiom. Short and intensive instruction. It means okay. Crash course means short and intensive instruction. Yeah. We should also use on preposition after this idiom, crash course. Okay. My father gave my aunt a crash course on changing oil of the car. My father gave my aunt a crash course on changing oil of the car. Okay. Crash course means short and intensive instruction or education or training. Yeah. The next one is fat chance. Fat chance. Fat chance means at all or definitely not. This idiom has a few synonyms. Never in a million years, no way, when hell freezes over, and when pigs fly. Okay? When pigs fly, when hell freezes over, no way, and never in a million years. And yeah, fat chance means definitely not. Okay. You wanna borrow my three million microphone? Fat chance. You wanna borrow my 3 million microphone? Fat chance. Yeah, this is the third idiom, fat chance. The next one is give it a shot. Maybe you know this idiom, give it a shot. Give it a shot means to try something, or for example, give it a try, or try one's hand at something. Okay, these are two idioms, two synonyms for this idiom. Okay, give it a try and try your hand at something. Okay, try or one's hand, your hand or one's hand at something. And also we have give it one's best shot. It means to try as hard as one can. For example, we say, I know you're nervous about the interview. Just give it your best shot. Give it, give it a shot means to try it and give it your best, your best. Give it your best shot means try as hard as you can, okay? So give it a shot means to try something, give it a try or try your hand at something or try one's hand at something. Usually we use try your hand, okay? We say try your hand. Okay, give it a shot. I went into business selling cookies, but it was a real flop and I went belly up. Maybe I didn't give it my best shot. Okay, I went into business means I started a business selling cookies, okay? I went into business selling cookies, but it was a real flop. It means it failed, okay? But it was a real flop, and I went belly up. It means I went bankrupt, okay? Bankrupt. I didn't have any money, okay? And I went bankrupt, or I went belly up. Maybe I didn't give it my best shot. Maybe I didn't give it my best shot. Maybe I didn't work as hard as I can or as hard as I could. Yeah. Give it a shot means to try something. Okay. Give it a try or try your and try one's hand at something. Okay. And give it one's best shot means to try as hard as one can. Okay. The next one is happy camper. Happy camper. This is a slang and means a happy person or a satisfied participant. My sentence is, Reza is working 15 hours a day. He isn't a happy camper. He isn't a happy camper. It means he isn't satisfied. You know, he isn't happy, okay? He is, for example, on edge or, for example, he is in a bad mood. Yeah, happy camper means a happy person or a satisfied participant. Okay, the next one is to have mixed feelings. Mixed feelings. Maybe you know this. To have mixed feelings means to feel positive about one aspect of something and negative about another. Okay, for example, you wanna invite a guest and you have mixed feelings. It means on the one hand you say, for example, we can have fun, and the other hand you say no, for example, I should bake food or make food, you know. Okay, so have mixed feelings. To have mixed feelings means to feel positive and negative about aspects of a thing. Okay, aspect of something. Hope. To have mixed feelings. Okay, my sentence is I have mixed feelings about becoming a nominee. Excuse me. I have a mixed feelings about becoming a nominee. On the one hand, I love it. On the other hand, I fear. Okay, I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings about becoming a nominee. On the one hand, I love it. On the other hand, I fear. Yeah. The next one is needless to say. It means it's obvious. You know. Yeah, it's obvious. Okay. Needless to say. This idiom has a synonym. It goes without saying, okay? It goes without saying. It is the same meaning, needless to say, okay? Needless to say has a synonym. It goes without saying, okay? Let me find my sentence. Yeah, needless to say, you are going into business. Needless to say, you should save your money. You are going into business. It means you are starting a business. Okay. You are going into business. Needless to say, it's obvious. It goes without saying that you should save your money. Or needless to say, comma, you should save your money. Great. The next one is not have a clue. Not have a clue means not know about something or to know nothing about something. Not have a clue. My sentence is, can you fix a broken car? Can you fix a broken car? No, I don't have a clue. No, I don't have a clue. It means no, I don't know. I don't have any information about it. Okay? Not have a clue. Okay, the next one is not sleep a wink. Not sleep a wink. It means to be awake all night or not to sleep. Okay? It's obvious. Not sleep a wink. Okay. It's not unusual that you didn't sleep a wink last night. You drank so much coffee before going to sleep. It's not unusual. It is not unusual that you didn't sleep a wink last night. You drank so much coffee before going to sleep. Yeah. And the final idiom is work like a dog. Work like a dog. It means to work very hard. This idiom has three synonyms. The first one is to work one's tail off. To work one's tail off. The next one is to work like a horse. And the next one is to work one's fingers to the bone. To work one's fingers to the bone. So this idiom, work like a dog, has three idioms or has three synonyms. Yeah, synonym is good. Has three synonyms. The first one is work like a horse. The next one is work one's tail off. And the next one is work one's fingers to the bone. Okay? Work one's fingers to the bone. Okay, work like a dog means to work very hard. I worked like a dog on my final exam and I got a plus. I worked like a dog. It means I worked very hard. I worked like a horse, or I worked my fingers to the bone on my final exam and got a plus. Yep, that's it. Lesson 7. Susan hires Bob to run her business. And the story becomes fascinating. The more I read this book, the more it gives me pleasure and motivation to continue. Yeah, I love this book so much, and I definitely suggest you to study this book if you wanna learn idiom and if you wanna speak like an American. Okay, lesson 7, Susan hires Bob to run her business. Okay, we learned 3, 6, 9, 10. Yeah, we learned 10 new idioms in this lesson, and I explained them to you, and also I made a sentence and gave you a sentence from each idiom. And yeah, that's it, guys, and I hope this episode is useful for you. I'm so much happy that I'm reporting my learning process. This is so great that you report your learning process, that for example you come and say, yeah, for example, I learned this lesson, I read this book, I listened to that podcast, I don't know, I watched that movie, and so on. This is so great. I propose you to report your process, and yeah, this is great. Thanks, God, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.